Blog Talk Radio.
Shortly. In the meantime, y'all, here we go, a little drive-by. Gonna get drunk, wasted.
Everybody in the house, go
everybody
get
back
a
up, back up. Everybody's getting in, almost everybody. Let me see those IDs. You're good. Hold on. That's a fake. You're on the list, huh? No, you don't have a list. Keep moving.
here. I like to drink with my shrink when I'm in the club, just in case I start to think about tearing shit up. Cause I'm high off the bud, both the beer and the drug. And if I don't show you love, here's a flip from the nub. I'm not a cripper of blood, but I do like to thug on any motherfucker trying to pull the grub from my rug. When I'm blown or I'm drunk, I always keep my spunk. You know it's natives do it dirty, so I'm bringing the funk. I ain't been sober since never, keep a fist in the trunk, underneath all the junk, next to my baggie of skunk. So if you ever wanna get down and hit me up, I'll flood the party with Bacardi in the keg in the tub.
Everybody in the house, go get a cup. Drive by and say, let's toast it up. Somebody over here need to fill the cup, cause they're gonna get drunk tonight.
Here, hope you're doing awesome. You can now get all my covers, not just originals, but now also covers on iTunes and on Spotify and those kinds of places. And starting today, you can become my patron. Click the link below and you can get access to Google Hangouts with me and chance to win free CDs and get the backing tracks so you can try to sing these songs that I arranged yourself. But now, it's morphin' time!
Alright, this is every Power Rangers song ever written arranged into one melody. This isn't gonna work, is it?
It's morphin' duck time!
Power Ranger, space. Dark forces lurking, leaving evil where they roam. Five rangers looking for the same five stones. Go! Existence to be found, there's some lives to be saved. A planet to look after, there's a whole lot of space. Good versus evil, we got heroes on the scene. Power Rangers overdrive, the number one team. Perfect Ranger, Operation Overdrive. Perfect Ranger, Operation Overdrive. Here comes the Power Ranger, Jungle Fury. Training hard to be the best that we can. Protecting people from the evil that we claim. Now for what we know is right, we will never lose the fight. Die, see, go away, we're here to save the day. We are the Power.
Go to patreon.com/pelicofficial and be a patron if you want. Link is below. And I'll see you in the next video. Rock on.
They can stop us, let them try. For heavy metal with them cry.
Alright, we're back. Give me a minute till my fucking shit keeps crashing on me. Why? I don't know. But for some odd reason, my Adobe keeps fucking crashing. Maybe I need to fucking change it or something like that. So give me a second. Or it could be... a number of things. But it keeps crashing. So let me see if I can get into a track real quick. So here we go. Hopefully. Yep, nope. Alright, yeah, give me a fucking minute to get things... Man, I swear, fucking Blog Talk's having so many fucking problems right now, it's not even funny. Hopefully, I can get things back up and running again. Just give me a fucking second. Well, soundboard seems to be working again for the time being. So here we go with a little Boondocks. Black-eyed kids.
I couldn't look them in the eyes.
Mark. Just say-
They kept knocking at my door.
Terrified.
She looked up and all I could see were her eyes. Those black eyes.
Black eyes.
So dark outside, I can't see a thing. Through the cracks of this window pane, shadows seem like they come alive. Every noise fucking with my brain. I'm paranoid, thinking about last night. Can't shake it off, burned in my sight. Unexplained is an understatement. What I saw, it wasn't right. Knock at the door, kicked it off. Went to answer, the air got thick. Lights started flicking on and off. My heart felt heavy and my soul grew sick. Two little kids just standing there, dressed like folks from way back when. Didn't look up, just started asking. One looked up and I seen a ride. I seen a rise in tops of steel. Something like a scene from Silent Hill. No light, just an empty shell. I'm blacker than a deepest pit of hell.
Why you throwing salt in my cereal? Is it true that you seen a light, but you're trapped in a so-called beautiful life? On high speed, running up all flight, don't sleep for 5 nights, 3 days in full flight. I run with my mic, black gun with red sights. They dislike my rights, no knives, they gunfight. It's like a secret ritual, keep it invisible. Rap God say it's a miracle for awakening the spiritual. It's credible, the lyrical individual saying suffocated is a pinnacle.
Making jokes just to pass the time. My nails are red just to match the wine. Bleeding from your eye, so sophisticated.
Yeah, yeah, don't be hypocritical. Yeah, yeah, you look so typical. Hypocritical. Yeah, yeah, you look so typical. In my cereal. Is it true that you're in a light, but you're trapped in a so-called beautiful life? On high speed, running up all flights, no sleep for 5 nights, 3 days in full flight. I rock with my mic, black up with red sights. They dislike my rights, no knives, they can't fight. It's like a secret ritual, keep it invisible. Rap God say it's a miracle for awakening the spiritual. It's credible, the lyrical individual saying suffocated is a pinnacle. Why? Rock the mic, get down tonight. All your motherfuckers in the hood, put down your pipe. Open up your eyes and see your rights. Come on and be down for the fight.
Playing Nintendo when he's got the high score. He's standing behind them, chilling in the chase. It was again. I faint like to the graveyard. Who's that? Who's out there? Who are you? Who are you? Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I see the wicked crowns and Project Born. Serial slaughtering motherfuckers in the graveyard.
Kick to the motherfucking top. Nigga, the clip from Project Born and ICP, you're here to rock. Nigga, trippin' in that graveyard. Bitch, don't try to play hard. It'll be your ass up on the block when I stop pulling cars. Cause J, you'll be the barrier. You better be the carrier. And Project Born is sworn to put a bullet in your derrier. It's time to wake the dead and get out prison. And they woke up a lot of souls and hoes. Like, what the hell with nitty folks? Cause I'll be dreaming, I'm dead and gone. And all that fucking tune on red. Mr. Nitty, 74 to 94, all two to the head. Tryna be hard to get you there. And 9 million to put you there. Punk ass nigga, do your hair. And sick motherfuckers to scare you there. Suicide is selfish. But believe it, I be hurting ya. I'm putting in work, I do my best. So call this curtain for you. Bitches, I'm a bastard. No fucking ever after. These punk ass niggas, he's trying to close the casket on the master. I'm faster. You should've tried to beat me to the chicken, bro. I don't give a fuck. It's Mr. Nitty, R.I.P. and O. Come fetch your neck from the brother on the boulevard. The G-R-A-B-E-Y-A-R-D, bitch, it's a graveyard.
Stop it, it's a graveyard. For chillin' hippo days. Working a graveyard shift. Digging up all the graves. Selling all the scripts. It's a dead body man. Waking back to life. So then I began to run. The decrepit motherfucker was following right behind. I don't know what to do. I think I'm losing my mind. Right in the crook king. Jumping out a tree. Right out of tree. And falling on top of me. Back on my feet. A zombie in my face. Slipped my hands around his neck and tried to put it in a brace. But I know that's not how the kick goes. His head popped off the side and nibbling at my toes. I got dead bodies to the right, I got dead bodies to the left. I done took care for one, but what about the rest? Tied me up with some veins, dragging me into the tomb. I knew I had to be doomed, cause I could hear the loons in my head, clear as day. Echoing through my brain, telling me something's wrong. Then I felt the pain, they were sucking on my flesh by the pound. But that's what happens when you be fucking around. It's the graveyard, y'all.
Come through the graveyard, now you see what's going on. You better than a motherfucker, shooting up, watch your ass alone. It ain't no place to hide, and it ain't no place to run. And plus I pack a Bible, a devil in the shotgun. I'm gon' preach your funeral, ICP gon' ride a hearse. You think it's over now, but now it's gon' get much worse. Deadly style, I play the game. Nothing else can fuck with that. See you on the throne, no piece of crap. You better duck with that, the dead gon' come alive.
From the graveyard. don't make me bang.
Was a pussy girl, give it to me now. Climb on the daddy, come on baby, ride me up and down. You got your titties out, but your bra still on. I'll bend you over from behind and fuck you with your thong. I like a freaky bitch, knows how to suck my dick. She gives me insane brain and then she swallows it. Knows how to do it right, and keeps your body tight. And keeps me in shape too, but I don't work out, we just fuck all night. And then we go to sleep, and then we wake up, and then we fuck. I like to start my days with a nut, then get a little food. Take a shower with my baby, feeling nice and new. Looking so fresh and feeling so clean. Just release my stress in the tub indeed. Get dried off and jump back in the bed. My girl loves sex as much as me, so I don't ever have to beg. Watch your cat come running home. You know you blank out when my dick is out. Put it in your mouth, it feels good when you're down south. I know I'm loving it, I know you loving it. I know we loving it, damn right we loving it. I know you feeling this, I know I'm feeling that. I know you feel the dick when these locusts sitting past now. I get that pussy wet, I make the knees knock. I make your body shake when I'm in the G-spot. I'll let you beat it off just like a pimp. And every time I'm around, that's what she wanna do. What she wanna do?
Rocking with the Deuce Click, Cut Calhoun, BG Bullet Wound, Snug Rim. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
We do this here, we ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid cheer, so you be clearing my lane.
It's going down,
the truth is near. Deuce Click is my game. We'll be active through your area code like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
We don't fuck around and we turfed up. Oven mittens, I carry heat, so you turkey niggas get burnt up. Beef eater, 100 proof, might fuck around and get murked, bruh. Water smoking, powder toting, these 80 babies go hurt some. Deuce Click is my gangland, got an episode on A&E. Where I live, it's like good times, but it's hood grind, cause we ball to eat. 39th down to 27th, then down north, got them birds cheap. Ain't talking chicken, but it's finger licking when you're counting paper from the curb seat. Sitting home with this chopper, cocked and locked and off in this pocket. Popping Molly box to that gotcha, spooked and paranoid with my pocket. Got about 20 grand in my pocket, damn near 50 more in my closet. Every bitch around me get naked, still can't trust the hoe, it's my logic. Round this black gold, keep my enemies close to me, it's my trap code. So slug brim, BG and scatter, them tails rattle, he black though. Show me state, be showing out, let niggas know that we own now. 9-11, flight 93, so hope you niggas know
it's going down. We do this here, we ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid cheer, so you be clearing my lane.
It's going down,
the truth is near, Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down,
we do this here, we ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid cheer, so you be clearing my lane.
It's going down,
the truth is near, Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
Whiskey all in my cup,
my cup.
Money all in my pocket,
nigga.
Pistol right by my gun,
my gun.
Deuce Click when I'm rapping, man. 5-star, I'm a general. Get the popping off at your gum shoes. I'ma break it down to the mineral,
to the mineral.
With the business dough, cutting calls and I'm showing out. Pulling up with them filler drums, got some different strokes that'll freeze your mouth. I be on P's aloud, B's with them G's about. Creeping in these streets can get you lead. Complete with cheese for mouses, public houses,
public houses.
We come from that mafia with them gangbangers, bang. Hanging, Mama Jack, skinny jeans, we don't fuck with that.
No
definition of a block monster. Kansas City on the side of my helmet, clips longer than a black mama.
Black mama,
we made for drama.
We made for drama.
Stay truly dumb.
Yep.
This is the show me stigma. Straight boy, we rude as fuck.
We
you when you do get touched for all them funny stares, or it'll be going down. Have goonies everywhere.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping on fame. Put us in the gang, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
And I'm doping this purest form to hit honcho. Cause at a Blanco, when I'm hopping out of Bronco, motherfuckers better be alarmed. I got it, nigga. Get it, pack it, move it, push it, get it, gone. Make a motherfucker wanna spin it, oh. Deuce Click niggas on a mission,
oh.
Niggas,
raw.
What you niggas thought we was going somewhere, niggas, no. Been up in the lab getting head from a badass bitch. Never ever took a minute off. I told y'all niggas,
it be going down.
Every time we come,
it be going down.
I'm up in the mo or I'm in another town. To the board, to the con,
bring another round.
Knives off in my pocket, got them jewels off of my chain. Got them hoes screaming out Jesus. Ride with Cuddy off in that range. I done told y'all the shit bang, cause we make the shit look easy. Now you wanna bite a nigga, look style, cause I'm cash money, yep, young Weezy. I'm dip, nigga, stay dip, nigga. Beamed all up for them crip niggas. I told y'all niggas I'm a trip, nigga. Smoke me a dip and I flip, nigga. Hit a full twist on you bitch, niggas. Robin Hood coming for you rich, niggas. Get 5 mics when I spit, nigga. Beat you bullet wound plus a clip, nigga.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid cheer. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
We do this here. We ain't tripping off fame. Put us in the game, end up with a stupid. So you be clearing my lane.
It's going down.
The truth is near. Deuce Click is my gang. Fully active through your area code like you ain't know that we bang.
It's going down.
And we're back. What's going on, ghetto?
What's going on, nigga?
Shit. Fucking Cena ruins everything. Cena. This ruins everything.
Talk about, man, fucking WWE ruined their whole Raw event. Boring as fuck.
Well, that too. But, I was kind of hoping to see, you know, Kevin Nash get F5, or, you know, Hogan get F5, or, you know, one of the old motherfuckers get F5 and break a hip. But no. Cena had to play the hero come running down.
No, here comes the McDonald's employee to save the day.
Yeah, that too.
But you see that? He got that new merchandise just in time for the Hulk Hogan bash.
Yes,
red and yellow.
And who the fuck in the right mind thought that Titus O'Neil and Heath Slater can be trusted with cake?
The same person that thought it would be cool if Heath Slater be Seth Rollins in the main event last week, and that Eva Marie could beat AJ Lee this week.
Yeah, Thursday. This is like the first time she's ever won a fucking match. And
no, it's not the first time she's won a match, but she beat AJ, one of the top divas.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
All I want to know is why the hell she was sitting outside the ring after the match was over.
I don't know.
She just sat there the whole time while Paige was talking. Why? Why was she still there? Everybody else leaves.
Yeah, seriously. But nope, she stayed to get her ass kicked.
Yeah, she stayed to get beat up. What the fuck?
Oh, bud.
I guess WWE got a thing for redheads. It's like, hey, let the redheads win these next couple weeks.
But damn, man, fucking WWE really went into the fucking time machine for fucking Hulk's birthday. Mr. Wonderful. The fuck?
That dude don't even look the same anymore.
Hell nah. Like I said, they really went into the fucking time machine to pull him out.
But of course, Ric Flair had to be there. Of course.
Of course.
They even had all of them promote the WWE Network.
Yeah, even on the fucking cake. Only $9.99.
He's 999 years old.
But I think what would have made this, you know, this shit even better is if instead of having Flair come out, they should have had Sting come out.
Why? This is WWE, not TNA.
No, but Sting is a part of WWE now.
Ooh.
And while they're promoting things, since Sting is available as a downloadable character when you pre-order WWE 2K15.
See, this is why you are not a part of the WWE networking team.
You know, it would have been smarter to have him come out so that way, while they're promoting the WWE Network, you can promote 2K15 at the same time.
But that's not what they were promoting this week.
Man, they're always promoting fucking WWE Network. Every week.
Yeah, they sure as hell don't call no matches.
Like, seriously.
Man, fucking Raw started off very poorly.
It really did.
Fucking Kane came out. Well, 6 weeks from now, at six days from now. Like, really, dude? And then Michael Cole was like, yeah, Roman Reigns, the former Intercontinental Champion. And JBL was like, you mean Curtis Axel. Like, jeez, man. And then Brie Bella tripped walking down.
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck is going on tonight?
Just trying to play it off like nobody would notice.
Well, we noticed.
People getting arrested every week. Ooh, how original.
Ooh, stealing fucking script from TNA. How original, too. I was like, we've seen this whole affair shit. Ah, TNA!
Yeah, but WWE, they couldn't even find a hot chick to play the role, though.
I mean,
some butt-ass ugly bitch, man, really? At least make it believable. Ain't nobody hooking up with that bitch.
Oh, maybe Angel would.
No, Angel likes bigger girls. She does not fit that category.
Fine, fine. We'll hook him up with fucking Karma.
Does he like big black girls?
I don't know. Angel, do you like big black chicks? We're waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like leaving a movie theater, man. All these black chicks were waiting to get on the elevator. And I was walking, then we just walked down the damn steps. I was like, man, that's going to be one annoying-ass elevator ride.
Angel said, hell nah, he don't like black chicks.
No, that wasn't the question. Big black chicks was the question.
Well, he don't like them either.
Fucking hate hungry, hungry hippos.
But man, how about the fact that I'm watching No Way Out and William Regal versus Edge, that match made no sense either.
Because are you looking for logic again in WWE?
Well, okay, technically, if it's a brass knuckles on a pole match, aren't they technically no DQ and no count out?
No, the rules are, once you get the brass knuckles, then you're allowed to use them.
I don't know, man, because, like, you know, the on a pole match that they had in fucking WCW Bash at the Beach, that match was a no DQ and no count out. So it's like, okay then. I don't know what the fuck that was all about, but it was just... I mean, technically, like, I think that should be... If it's on a pole match, you should make it no DQ and no count out.
I mean, why was there disqualifications in the match?
There wasn't. There were fucking... they had count outs going. Like, the fucking ref kept counting while, you know, like, while they were out, like, outside the fucking ring.
Well, at least they can count that. They don't know how to count during last man standing matches.
And that's definitely true too. I'm just like, the fuck.
I'm like, are you fucking serious?
There you go. You should have fucking Diego come out and just start going, are you fucking serious?
Diego? The fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure he could pull off the accent that he has.
I guess. But that guy sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his partner's still practically dead.
That guy sucks, too.
And then the bull. always, quote-unquote, twerking.
Yeah. Then you got them that don't know what the fuck twerking is.
Yeah, seriously. Like JBL, that's not twerking. Hey, but at least, but the funniest thing that happened tonight on Raw, I love to say, is JBL pulling the fucking cord on The Miz, turning off his fucking headset.
Yeah.
And then the second fucking funniest thing would be Cole trying to high five him for it.
I still want to know what the hell Ziggler was wearing a Miz t-shirt for.
Maybe he couldn't find his own.
It was like he was supporting the Miz. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and the fact you have a match against the Miz at SummerSlam. The fuck you doing? Oh, man, that was just no.
They did not give us one good match at all.
No, they did not.
I want my money back.
I don't think you get your money back.
Yeah, be like, can I get my money back? They'd be like, here's $9.99.
Yep, probably.
Be like, are you fucking serious?
Oh, man. Like, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking with that entire fucking Raw, but it was absolutely horrible. I mean, the only good thing about it, we got to see Paige and AJ.
And she had a nice little poem.
Yeah, she did.
Even though I know what she was going to say before she said it, though, but...
And Paul Heyman raps better than Lil Wayne.
Well, anybody does.
Well, true, but this is fucking Paul Heyman we're talking about. Like, I don't think anybody expected that one.
It's really not that hard to rhyme words, Havoc.
But I think the only thing that would have made that entire thing even better is if Brock Lesnar added in his own sound effects, his screams.
That would have made it terrible.
Yeah, kind of like how they kept singing Happy Birthday to Hulk. And all you hear is, woo, from Ric Flair.
What, you don't like the woo?
I was like, why can't he just like sing Happy Birthday instead of having to fucking be retarded? Woo! Happy
well,
Birthday,
woo! Been, it could have been woo! Woo, woo, woo! Woo!
Man, that would have been absolutely horrible. But notice how fucking Zack Ryder is now back to being just a jobber.
He's back to not doing anything.
Exactly. Like I said, being a jobber.
Be a jobber, you kind of got to be on TV.
Yeah, this is true.
He can't even do that.
Man, he can't. He absolutely cannot seem to stay up on that. Or stay up on TV, period. Wow. Man, maybe I'll watch fucking Backlash 2002. I mean, they had some pretty good matches, except for the fact of Billy and Chuck.
Why don't you go pull up your favorite Robin Williams movies?
Because I ain't got no Robin Williams movie.
Since everybody's going to flood your news feed and say an RIP to Robin Williams.
Yeah. And
I mean, man, he was a good actor. We all love him and whatnot, but like, goddamn, you got to kill Facebook over it?
Seriously, and hello, he's the one who committed suicide.
Yeah, that'd be a real dick move if that song played, but but see, the thing is, man, like, people really don't care about a person until they die.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, whenever did you see any Robin Williams post anywhere from anybody? Pictures, movies, videos, statuses, tweets about Robin Williams before today?
Nowhere. Yeah, not until he's dead.
But now that he died, now everybody loves him.
Yeah. But now I'm going to pull a dick move.
Oh, great.
Hey, that killer, where you gone? I see you got a gun and your anger is showing. What you about to do? Gonna kill a man. I know that you're wrong, but you don't really understand. You wanna be scary, wanna freak her out, and knock down her door and put the gun in your own mouth. Let her try and stop you, it doesn't work. Turn so she can see and make the back of your head squirt before you go and come in. Wanna make it scary on her, I assume. Break in her house and hang yourself in the bedroom. Hey there, killer, you're unstoppable. Out of control, and yo, she's irresistible. Go to her job and drink some gasoline. Swallow a match and show her just what she means to ya. Before you go and come in. We'll be right back.
looking great. Now our sponsors are going to be lost.
Man, I don't think we had any sponsors to begin with.
Not anymore.
Man, we never did. What the fuck are you talking about?
If we did.
The only sponsor we have and that we still have is JFC.
That's a sponsor? What the fuck are they sponsoring?
I don't know.
Their sponsorship sucks. Because we still have nobody.
Hey, we could always have All Juggalos Chat as a sponsor.
Yeah, once they get their group off of life support.
So how about the other news I heard about today on TMZ?
Oh yeah, what big news did TMZ have?
Kim Kardashian is making a book.
And it's gonna be stupid.
Yeah. It's gonna be all about selfies.
It's gonna be about how to hook up with black guys.
Well, that might be in there somewhere too, but yeah,
for dummies.
But yeah, no, it's a fucking photo book, which I have nothing but fucking selfies in it.
Of course, it's gonna be a photo book. Bitch can't write a book.
it's gonna be 300 pages.
300 pages of pictures.
Yes.
Before I read this book about selfies, hold on. Let me burn it.
I'm just like, why the fuck do we need a book about that for?
I thought that's what the internet was for.
I thought so too, but I guess not anymore. And
wow, this world's going to hell. Everybody's dying.
Yeah.
We got Kim Kardashian making a book about selfies, and he's black. What the fuck?
And kids, stay away from Neverland Ranch. It smells like piss.
What?
Yeah, but
are you really that kid? Blowhole? Is that you, Havoc?
Oh, man.
Were you the kid that was being molested over there by Michael Jackson?
No, fuck no. But now apparently,
how do you know it smells like piss over there?
They mentioned on TMZ that, from a few sources that they had, that fucking Michael Jackson would piss all over the place, and he would also throw fucking snowballs or fucking shit at people.
Man, this sounds like you.
Man, I've never, ever in my life ever thrown shit at somebody. I am not a monkey.
You could tell us wherever you want. But we all know the truth.
Yeah. Drinkable yogurt is the best.
Why is yogurt drinkable?
I don't know. Got it from the store. There's drinkable yogurt.
You lazy bastard, you can't even eat yogurt anymore.
No, I've got like, you know, Yo Crunch in the fridge as well.
No, you don't. You only drink everything. You no longer chew things.
Yeah, man, I got a whole box of, well, in my fridge, I got like a box of 18 things of fucking Yo Crunch.
That's wonderful.
Don't know why, but I do. I'll take it. But I think you should. I think you should upload those tracks from Drive By.
No, go to hell. Send me an email. I'll think about it.
Really? Send you an email? You'll think about it.
Not until you bring me Liz Cat's head on a silver platter.
I'm guessing your fucking poster still hasn't shown up yet.
It's basically I threw away $7.
Yes, you did.
That's all it really was. $7 I'll never get back.
Man, you should have knew better than to go buy a poster from her, because you should have known already you wouldn't get it.
Well, I gave up on waiting for it, so I just realized I wasted $7. So life goes on.
Yep, which is why I've never ordered from her ever.
Since there's no way to contact the bitch.
Nope.
Since messages don't work, emails don't work, commenting on her photos don't work. You don't send me what I want, man. I'm stalking you, you.
Yeah, keep stalking her. That's going to definitely work out perfectly.
Yeah, next thing you know, I'm be trapped in that room she was spraying down with fucking the hose.
Yeah, probably.
But in this case, I'm going to be spraying down that room because I slaughtered her in there. Then I'm going to walk away with her Xbox One.
And her PS4.
And that, if she has that too.
Man, she probably does.
I'm going to just burn all her posters.
Yes, burn the poster that you spent seven...
Hey, then that'd be worth that $7.
Whereas you can just take the Xbox One, sell it, and get your money back.
Hey, man, it's not my fault she sold me kerosene and matches.
See? Like I said, man, just take that Xbox One and PS4, keep the PS4, and sell the Xbox One, and get your money back in interest.
I plotted my next murder in the bedroom. Seriously, I did. Shout out to Liz Katz. I'm not really going to kill you or anything.
That you know of.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. I'll give it by December.
I think we should hear that song, though.
Which one again?
Brother Lynch Hong. I plotted my next murder.
We have him on the soundboard?
Probably not.
Yeah, I think I might have deleted him because of the fact that it was uploaded by Chris.
Chris? The fuck? Go find that song.
I think it was uploaded by Chris because it goes all in fucking lowercase letters.
I found a picture that I made of Chris a long time ago talking about psycho killer only talks to dog face bitches.
Oh, bud. There we go. Found it up on YouTube. I can just download it.
It's pretty much the only CD that I like by him.
Yeah. Alright, so download. Converting.
In the Jew.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here. No converting of Jews allowed up on Joker Lowrider Radio.
Alright, man, they could become Buddhists.
Okay, that works perfectly fine then.
Atheists.
That worked even better.
Or they could just be angel.
What, that?
Sure, why not?
And a lifeguard?
Those words don't really go together in a sentence. Fat lifeguard.
Just remember, Angel, watch out for sharks.
Yeah, don't you know sharks jump out of the water and attack people?
Well, that and plus, you know, they'll probably smell like, you know, burritos or beans and rice, and they'll be like, and they'll get all hungry and shit.
Yeah, sharks don't eat that.
But here you go.
Fuck, man.
I don't know, man. You know, sharks aren't really aren't racist, but you know the kind of food they eat.
But they don't eat that kind of food, though. Is my point. Anyway, here we go.
There we go. I plotted my next murder.
I talked to him. He said, "I separated myself from most homies, 'cause some enemies started out to be close homies."
Yeah. Dinner in the movie. Don't tell nobody. Don't buy my album.
Get respect.
We're in so deep, we ain't got no choice but to keep on with the spoils. You feel right. Oh. It's your dime really. First to be the being, and they all wonder what one thing. Is you back on?
Yeah, I was sitting in the room with a pistol, pistol, fistful of bullets and my grip slow. I'm mad. They say my music ain't strange enough, so I signed the dotted line with strange and stuff. Now I'm back. I'm bad like LL, and ladies love me, but fuck 'em, I'll make their body smell. I got a psycho bitch, she'll cut you well. Leave in the trash can, you better get my mail. I'm so serious, believe it, I'm furious. I'm fucking them bitches while they on their period. I'm seasick. See, here's my brand new meat dish. Intestines and bell peppers, onions and salt, my delicatessen. Key trick, I want you to want me. Then I turn around and put your head in my Humvee. I plotted my next murder in the bedroom, gripping on a pistol, way too cold and like Cisco. Overdose, you ain't getting up in the morning. Eat your over dinner in a movie on Cisco. I plotted my next murder in the bedroom, gripping on a pistol, way too cold and like Cisco. Overdose, you ain't waking up in the morning. For dinner in the movie, I'm kissing them. Somebody rolling another motherfucking blunt. Other motherfuckers want my sickness bitch. Put it up in your mother's gun. Put it up in your daughter's butt. Just when that's happening, my psycho bitch is running up. And she gon' put a cap in them, flashing them. Cut them in half and butter that ass. And after the fact, I'ma keep coming with psycho shit. Murdering numbers like Michael Pitt. Matter of fact, liposuction. Got them up and cut them up. My face is in the paper. All it said was, what a nut, your buttercup. You can't even get with me, did I? Better what, motherfucker? Somebody shut them up. Well, I plug them up, gun them up, one is enough. Nigga, nuts and hamburger, it's just another damn murder. I plotted my next murder in your bedroom, gripping on a pistol, way too potent like Cisco. Overdose, you ain't getting up in the morning. Eat your over dinner
for dinner in the movie, I'm schizo.
That's right. This is the last of the song. This will be the last of the song. They want to collect votes.
It's a Super Bowl.
It's not the playoffs. Let me tell this person.
You don't get too many chances like this. Like this.
Ain't nothing changed, nigga. Still mixed the Smirnoff with the O-E. Ain't nothing changed. Nothing changed.
And we are back. You know, Tajiri made a horrible heel, mainly because of the fact he kept fucking kept Troy Wilson covered up. Bastard.
Who made a terrible heel?
Tajiri.
Tajiri.
Yeah, Tajiri.
Tajiri made a terrible everything.
Well, that's very true. But, man, but the fact that he kept fucking Troy Wilson covered up in a kimono, he made a horrible heel.
Well, that was just like Right the Censor to the Cat or Jeff Jarrett to Deborah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a guess and say Angel's not calling in tonight.
Well, why the fuck not? What the hell is he doing?
I don't know. He
so
left.
Important. Put the mouse
he
down.
He left the room. Well, he left the room
down.
And then...
Put the mouse down.
I mean, you know, he left the room. That was about it.
That fucking bastard.
Yeah. But I did find a fucking... A song, well, an old-ass theme of Undertaker's. That would be funny as all hell if you would, like, if you would, like, driving, like, if you, like, driving behind somebody or, like, you know, like, while they're walking, like, following them. It would be just, like, a perfect song to play just to scare the fucking shit out of them.
Why would I be following people?
Man, I'm just saying, man, like, if you... You know, like if you were to follow somebody, and then all of a sudden this song came on, I wonder how fucking terrified they'd be. And we're back.
Yeah. I like that song, but it also sounds like something that would be playing if, like, the bill collectors keep growing. You're gonna pay. You're gonna pay. Bitch. Like.
Oh, bud. Yeah, and then that's when you start playing the white song. Just freaking the fuck out, and they'll hang up.
Yeah. Pick up the phone, like, we're here.
I think that person, like, they're trying to get, like, a fucking call, like, a number that I don't recognize. I should definitely do that. Pick up and, like, and just go, we're here.
And then tell them to follow the buzzards.
Yeah, and the best thing is, half the people have some, any numbers that call are fucking politicians.
They'll be like, vote for me, follow the buzzards.
No. We're here. Vote for the buzzards.
Yeah, vote for the buzzards.
Bray Wyatt for president, 2016. But, you know, we're not gonna get rid of fucking dumbass for too long. Fucking fast enough.
I don't know. I think Bray Wyatt can make a good, you know, politician, man. He's a good talker.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, he's got all his fireflies.
Fireflies?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like he calls the people in the fucking crowd fireflies.
When the hell has he ever said that?
I don't know, like he said that one time before because he had like all the fucking phones going all at once.
Yeah, but see, I really don't think that's the damn people, man. I swear those are just like lights on the damn Titantrons and shit around the arena. Like, seriously, how could it look exactly the same every time?
I don't know.
So, I don't know. I mean, maybe some of them are like cell phones, but not like that entire thing.
Then he calls them fireflies, like I said, for some reason.
Fucking lightning bugs. damn Violent J.
Yeah. No, fuck. You know, that actually would be a good match.
Good match.
I don't know, so, like, someone, it looks like WWE fucking put something up on their YouTube for, like, a fantasy matchup. Bray Wyatt versus Raven.
There you go.
Thank you.
You know, you have the wide family versus the flock.
Yeah, I'm just gonna send, I'm gonna send you this link so you can check out this video. That's actually pretty fucking dope.
But since you didn't hear me, I said, yeah, that would be a good match. The Wise versus the Flock.
Hell yeah. And I'll send you this link as well. Bray Wyatt speaks to his Firefly.
Firefly, that just sounds weird.
It does. But fucking JBL keeps saying Fireflies every week now, too.
Damn it, JBL.
Yeah, it's like fucking Mike Cole naming fucking Seth Rollins the Architect. Dumb motherfucker.
And then JBL makes fun of him all the time for it.
Hell yeah, he does. Bray Wyatt interview out of character speaks on Husky Harris, his promos, and more. The fuck? Fuck your damn Charbon. Bears don't fucking wipe their asses.
Hello, my name is... I am the hero of the world. If you're not listening to Punk Leg Kev, then I advise you run.
From the base party station, who let Kevin Barry sign?
Actually, CM Punk's my favorite wrestler of all time, but currently on the active wrestling roster, my favorite wrestler. We got Bray Wyatt in the building.
I'm happy to be here, man.
Bray, man, you are like an extremely... this is run you and the Wyatt family. It's been fun, kind of quite epic, man. Like, congratulations on the last year. It's been about a year since you've really been...
It's been a year. I think the anniversary was last week while I was in Japan. 1 year to terror.
Yeah, I mean, like, you guys kind of took over where... I want to say kind of like where the Shield left off. Like, the Shield, as far as, like, causing a lot of terror. Causing a lot of terror. First of all, let's talk about these promos that you've done, man. Like, you are these crazy, prophetic promos that you have mastered, man. How long did it take you to master this, like, character of Bray Wyatt? I know you guys were in NXT for a while, but...
Yeah, that's what people ask me that a lot, and it's a really easy question to answer, because my ideals and my views on society and the world and everything around me and what I disagree with that we do as a culture, the things that we do as a culture, it's all real. So when I go out there, I don't sit back here like some guys do and write a bunch of stuff on paper and memorize it. There's no one that hands me a script and says, read this, because if they did, I'd throw it right out the window. It all just comes from me. You know, it flows out. I go and do these interviews and these promos. I go with the intention of I have an idea of what I want to say, message I want to deliver. And while I'm out there, it just drains out of me, man. It just flows out of me, and it's real. There's no lies and nothing I've made up. I'm just giving you myself.
And what's funny about this interview is that they're doing Bray Wyatt actually has a fucking black eye in the video too.
The random black eyes.
Yeah, but I'm gonna send you this as well. I mean, Mainly because it's like 11 minutes long. I figured you might enjoy it.
Yeah, since we already listened to like half of it.
Yeah, I mean, bootleg Kev thing is actually pretty fucking interesting. Now if only we can get Bray Wyatt up on here.
Yeah, good luck with that. The fuck is that?
You are getting to a point, man, where it's like
Tech Nine.
It's like getting hard to outdo yourself. Every album you know, like this last album, you've accomplished a couple things. You got System of a Down on the album. You got Surge on the album, which is something that you've always wanted.
Yeah.
And The Doors, which is the inspiration behind the name of the label.
Yeah.
So you keep like kind of one upping yourself.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, when are you gonna stop? Like, when are you gonna kick back and maybe take a year or two off? Like, yeah, it's just nonstop. But you like,
not
you
time,
put out the therapy joint, like,
not time, man.
Yeah, Tech Nine, man. Go take a year off or something.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying, look, I need to get it back.
Yeah, I need it.
You put out like a million albums, man. Go do a real long tour or something.
Yeah.
We're going up again, you know what I mean? And when it comes to music, I just said some real stuff to you. I don't know if you caught it. Real stuff. But, when it comes to music, to get better, other people I want to work with.
Eminem. We got to do the Eminem.
I've been trying to do Eminem for a long time.
That's been the one a lot of people
waiting for. Eminem, and a lot we do have, but it takes a lot of time, and I'm the kind of guy that writes on the spot right there when I feel a beat, and I record it, then I send it to somebody, and I expect it back in a couple days or maybe a week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Not everyone's got the same.
Paul Rosenberg said 6 months. I'm like, you know what we do in 6 months?
Yeah, man, that's like working with some people. I understand that.
Get his name on my album. I don't care about names because names do not spell albums. You know what I mean? I got CeeLo Green on my last album. I got Serge Tankian on my last album. I got Game. I got Big Trip. I got T-Pain. Who else I got? I got so many people, man. The Doors. It doesn't mean that all their millions of fans are going to buy my album. 100% because I love these people's music and what they do, their craft. I had Lil Wayne on my last album and Kendrick Lamar on my last album. I got Kendrick Lamar on this new album. Still, it doesn't mean that your album is going to be all their fans are going to buy your album. I do music because I love these people's artistry. So, with that being said, saying that features don't really sell your album, you know what I mean? And that's the realness of it. I'm going to keep doing music with the people that I love to do music with.
That'd be organic, yeah.
Yeah. So, me and Citizen Cope, you know what I'm saying, Clarence Greenwood, you know what I'm saying, we've been talking for a while, you know what I'm sizzling. Me and Kali Bud's been talking for a while, you know what I mean? There's been talk of Metallica thing, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We'll see, all right?
I know you're a big Ross fan. That'd be interesting to hear.
Oh, yeah, Ross, I just want to get Ross on something rock-ish. I want to take Ross out of his element.
That's gonna be fucking interesting if that fucking happens. Like if fucking Tech does a track with fucking Metallica, that's gonna be fucking interesting.
Yeah.
let's see what else they have up on this fucking shit. The fucking this boy Kev dude has. Machine Gun Kelly, fuck out of her. Is he right? Some Bone Thugs? Hell yeah. Let's see. Yeah, man, he's got like a lot of shit up on here, like with a lot of people.
Yay!
Action Bronson, whoever the fuck that is. Way too much shit with Hoffman. Do not do shit with Hoffman. Hey, look! Even someone with Mexico's greatest export. Alberto Del Rey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Let's see. The fuck? 7-year-old freaks out when Triple H beats Brock Lesnar.
The fuck?
What the fuck is a 7-year-old freaking out about that shit? What the fuck? What the 7-year-old should freak out about is when Brock Lesnar beats John Cena.
My kid will probably freak out about that too. Retarded.
And annoying. We ain't watching any more of that. Let's see. This dude did an interview like all 5 members of Bone Thugs. Maybe that's one that we should try getting up on here. Is fucking Bone Thugs.
You can at least get one of them.
Oh, yeah. True. And half these fucking interviews they just use done has been just seems stupid. 2 Chainz. Fuck out of here. Those are the favorite artists. French Montana.
Oh, fuck out of here. That's another that's another idiot that's dating a Kardashian.
Oh, man. Let's see. Hey, look. Big Sean.
That guy sucks, too.
Yeah. I mean, the only interviews I've seen dope are the ones that he did with, Ritz. Heck. Bray Wyatt. Bone Thugs. About it. Somewhere, somewhere posted in Double O's Last Look. I am the other part of this group.
So what are we going to listen to now?
I say we go with some motherfucking scum. Adrian Darkhaft, fucked in the head.
My death, clutching my chest,
taking my last breath. Did it for this cold shit. Make your bitch suck a doggy dick. Sick with it, sick with it. Clean out your ear. I'm ludicrous with all this. No chicken and beer. Word of mouth, press is here. For over 6 years. Blood, sweat, and tears. Paranoid about peers. Living life on the edge. Like when I'm supposed to be here. Was I supposed to be scared? Have to pump their toes out. Have to want to be judged. You're living on your mouth couch. Leaving group to blaze and face. With the zipper face. Have you found a guy quicker than late? Beast, now cold shit. Quick to light up the place. Stuff them out. Make these motherfuckers step towards the grave. Come on.
Fuck in the head. Fuck in the head. Fuck your boss and beyond. Don't repair. Fucked in the head, staying fucked in the head. Fucked in the head, don't even care. Fucked in the head, fucked in the head. So fucked up, I don't need to get high. Fucked in the head, bitch, I'm fucked in the head. Fucked in the head, till I die.
Welcome to my new nightmare. The West Craven, powerful like Christopher Walken, reciting the Raven. I've been saving you a spot next to me in hell, and I hope you get impaled trying to chase the devil's tail. With a pocket full of shells, I lead these bulls off parade. I'm deadly like Jim Jones serving Kool-Aid. These melodies are top grade, don't get your flesh delayed. It's served on a plate with a side of your brain. Blood stains remain on my hands, and I play my insanity. This monster has to remain me. Now I'm with you, and watch the inhumanity. Brutally living my fantasy through your fatality. Yellow street, the label with the circle star next. See your favorite rapper wrapped up in a garbage bag. So what, so what? You boring little cunt, I'll leave you hacked up in a bathtub riding for 3 months.
Fucked in the head, fucked in the head. Fuck your boss and beyond, don't repair. Fucked in the head, staying fucked in the head. Fucked in the, don't even care. Fucked in the head, fucked in the head. So fucked up, I don't need to get high. Fucked in the head, bitch, I'm fucked in the head. Fucked in the head, till I die. Till I die.
And we're back.
Yay.
But I think we'll go with like one one more track. And then I don't know, then I guess and I think I'll just go watch fucking Backlash. So I say we go with some Psychopathic Riders. Killing shit.
Flip murderer shit, I'm a force LP. Keeping it killer, sucking straight up OG. Taking your beat and running your shit, it's all money. Yo, loss is my game, so check this right here. Even if you didn't lose it, I'm still taking it. My hollow tips in your chest make for a murder scene. No remorse, no tactics in this killing machine.
I'm a killer shit, I kill a bitch quick. Cut it with piss quick and serve it to one tick on the strip. Hit him hard like my truck when I'm beating the whip. You wanna start, I got a pump that'll end this shit. Bandanas on my face, so the witnesses ain't see a fucking thing when I click this kid. I'm killing everything for bitches to see these. I'm a bad dream waiting to happen to police.
We up for killing shit, we in the killing shit. Ain't no use in ducking, everybody getting hit.
Shotgun,
killer shit,
pop one,
killer shit.
Everybody run when the gauge spins.
I'm up for killing shit, imagine with the pistol grip. Murdering lies with the temper of a lunatic. No matter how I try, they about to die when I'm doing this. Keep the fucking trigger as I'm running up all they shit and all they whips and all they chips. Running all I need that bro. Pockets inside out, D-bowing them hoes. Call it 187 when the target is locked.
I go on blunts and a little bit. Steady on some killer shit. Every day the same. Floating in the whip. Don't slow down to flip the switch. Riding three wheel. With a hand up out the window and it's wrapped around the steel. Let's fuck free out of wheel. Give a fuck a how you feel. A rider's on the block and he's hunting for the kill. Line of suckers up on the center of the dash. Ain't no way to get in the way cause I'm acting on the gas.
We up for killer shit. We in the killer shit. Ain't no use in ducking. Everybody getting
shotgun,
killer shit,
pop one,
killer shit.
Everybody run when the gauge spins.
We also killer shit, we in the killer shit. Ain't no use in ducking, everybody getting hit.
Shotgun,
killer shit,
pop one,
killer shit.
Everybody run when the gauge spins.
Oh no, it's a motherfucking kick though. Blast off the master lock, now everybody hit the flow. They kill them all, it's like I'm caught up in a genocide. Ammunition deep, thinkers cause ain't no fucking where to hide. So line them up and set them up for the execution. 9mm loaded and it's set on distribution. With no confusion, let me make it all clear. Everybody fucking dying for I step the fuck up out of here.
Keep your eyes on my death toll. You're going dizzy. Who is he? The one that keeps the coroners busy. You see the bus flash in the dust fast. You a fucked ass single barrel pump waving out the black truck blast. I'm up for killing shit for real. I'm dealing this shit.
Come on.
I tore the big and catch a coat. I'm stealing the hit cause I'm a rider.
Ooh.
And with this 45 I'll divide ya. Leave you dead and peel off. Won't even try to hide ya.
We also